All right, let's talk about aliens.
Just do it. So we're live. We're back talking aliens again. It's me, Huntley. I'm with Andy and David. And we're going to talk weird shit while welcome to aliens while high. That's not what the name is, but it is right now.
I would never.
It's the unofficial name. It's like the second name.
So, did you guys see the news today? But
no.
About what? I've seen all sorts of news.
Well, there's all sorts of there's all sorts of news. But the Pentagon is forming a task force to investigate UFOs observed by the U.S. military.
That is hopefully promising.
Well, I mean,
combine that with Space Force and other things.
I mean, yeah. We're gearing up. As I said, they're softening us up to give us aliens. All of a sudden. Yeah, they're taking it seriously. But that's what's so fun is like them publicly announcing, hey, we're forming a task force to investigate UFOs. They've been investigating UFOs for years. So now they're just acting like it's official. No, dude.
Yeah.
It's got the rubber stamp on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah, you're just going to hear the version of history they want you to hear, too.
Yeah, exactly. Anything, but exactly.
Who knows if they would admit anything of substance, either.
Yeah.
I mean,
of course not. Maybe we need to...
what's been going on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to storm the Pentagon instead of Area 51.
Area 51.
I doubt it. Actually, I doubt the information's even there.
I don't think they would keep it there.
You know where it is?
Nah.
According to the weird, crazy QAnon people, it's all that secret alien technology is in the Vatican Library. That's where we need to storm next. I'm down.
I don't know. I would love to know what's in the secret archives in the Vatican, but I don't. Maybe they have some kind of artifacts of some sort, you know, that were mistaken and passed along. Yeah. You know, like. No, like the Ark of the Covenant or some crazy thing.
Yeah.
Although supposedly, I don't know, they say that might be in Ethiopia. But the thing is, I don't know, like, I still would love to see them. I just don't think they have, like, a hangar with, like, a flying fucking saucer they've reverse engineered or something, like, deep down below the Vatican.
Right next to some hidden Gospels.
No,
yeah, I just don't see it there.
They're more like archivists than.
Yeah, it's a leap to have them. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I?
It's fine. but.
Just saying.
I don't think. I don't see. Like, I want to know how they came to that conclusion. What were the two things that. Oh, shit. Maybe they used those fucking energy weapons to start all the wildfires. I remember last year, they were just like, those wildfires that are happening in California, energy weapons. That's why it's not destroying mansions. That's why it's not destroying mansions, is because it was energy weapons.
I mean, I imagine we have some sort of energy weapons based systems.
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
I know they have some really crazy ones. Like, there's these ones called, like, the Rods of God or something. That they're kinetic energy weapons, meaning there's no combustion whatsoever. No engine, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just guided, like, rods made of some super strong alloy. And they hit the Earth with such an impact. It's like... It's crazy. It's like a small nuke going off or something, like a tactical nuke. It's crazy. Like a low kill ton or something. It's made in just kinetic energy. That's all. Just going kinetic into energy. The atmosphere at an angle and just bam.
Like that reminds me, I was a kid, there was like some fucking experimental military like railgun, essentially, like magnetic railgun.
Mm-hmm.
And it like blew up a fucking like mountainside. I was just like, what? I never heard anything about it like ever again.
Railguns are crazy and they're real. Like they're on fucking battleships now.
Yeah.
Like they don't talk about them a lot, but they're there. I mean, it's they can hit targets so far away and there's no, you won't hear anything.
You're there.
You're some pirate on the ocean and then all of a sudden, boom, you're gone. Kinetic energy takes care of the rest. Crazy. It's same premise as why, like, when an asteroid hits the Earth, the destruction is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like the equivalent of the megatons of damage is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's people don't know what destruction really is. These geomagnetic events are insane.
Yeah.
And stellar events too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, tangent. Sorry.
No, you're fine. No, this is what we do. That's what we're doing. That's the entire point of the show, is just to get weird and go as weird as we can.
Yes.
So.
I am as weird as you can.
But members of Congress and the Pentagon officials have long expressed concerns about the appearance of the unidentified aircraft that's flown over military bases, posing a risk to military jets. There is no consensus on their origin, with some believing they may be drones potentially operated by earthly adversaries seeking to gather intelligence rather than extraterrestrials. That's what CNN said.
Well, that's been happening since the 50s, so probably not drones. No,
it's not drones.
Like, UFO sightings.
That
since the 50s. So.
Yeah, and like when we talked about the alien funeral in Texas that happened in the 1800s.
Yeah.
That was like, I feel potentially that was the first American cover up.
Could be. Could very well be the first one.
The one in the well.
Yeah, that's the one in the well. That's the one that. It crashed into a windmill, and they put the parts in the well.
Yeah, and who? I guess I don't know. I mean, I guess just some. I don't know. That seems like the dumbest thing you could do is poison your own water supply with unknown metals from.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows, right?
Yeah, that was like.
I don't know.
Like, I'm still split on it. I think it's either one of their greatest. Big like shroud things of making that story so the water so muddy in it that it made me doubt it. And I'm usually the first one to go, hell yeah, it's aliens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of conflicting things in that story.
Oh yeah, so many conflicting things.
Yeah,
so many.
Speaking of conflicting things, I think the gremlins got Andy again.
His fucking internet connection conflicting things. Yeah, because his face is just like he has half his tongue out and he's just looking at us.
Yeah.
And the gremlins got him again.
That's like the last time we'll ever see him alive.
They're just like, he revealed the truth about the kinetic energy weapons. Get him.
Time to go.
Time to go. You've gone too far this time. They're just like, no. Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Andy, come back.
Andy, come back. Riff with us about this. They dragged him to an alternative dimension.
They dragged him to the upside down.
He is now forced to make kinetic weapons daily. Oh, no. They're just like, this is your punishment for telling the world the truth. You have to make kinetic weapons for eternity in this alternative dimension. And he's just there ranting to him the entire time.
Trying to like bribe his way out, like, revealing information. Like, can I go back home?
Oh. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, no.
Let's see how long it takes him to come back.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too much. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, man. Wherever he's at.
Oh. Andy, if you can hear us, bark twice.
Bark twice. Blink from the other dimension.
Yeah. Maybe it's the upside down and he can like mess with the light bulbs and shit.
Oh, can you imagine Andy trying to explain something in that short of terms for us to be able to write it down? You couldn't.
It's impossible.
Every light, the entire wall would just be flashing. It's like there would be no slow pace to that. Oh,
the lights would burn out first before.
Yeah, the lights would burn out.
I'm back. Sorry, guys.
He's back.
He's back. The gremlins let him free. We were worried you got dragged to another dimension for revealing the truth about kinetic weapons. We made up this entire backstory for it.
Well, none of this shit is like classified anymore. I mean, it's enough. There's enough shit that's been declassified that just people just don't know about. It's insane. Yeah. Like the weaponry we have.
That's a big goddamn cup.
Yeah, it's quart jar from.
It's from work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one with the red liquid that you never disclosed what it was?
Mana. It's mana from heaven.
Mana from heaven.
Don't drink it. It looks like blood to me.
It's caffeinated in easy.
Caffeinated blood. Oh, that's better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So much better.
I feed. No, I'm not. I'm gonna take that to a weird place.
No, you do it. Do it.
No. No.
Do it.
No. Not this time. Continue. I'm listening mode now.
I know. We have gone too far off the rails now. Yeah, when you get to hear back this and just your origin story and you being in the upside down and you just trying to explain something simple enough to be in like light bulb form, I was like, there's no way. He would need an entire power grid to tell us what he needed to say from the other dimension. They'd be like, why is the light just so expensive?
Why are we going through so many light bulbs?
He's trading more power than Bitcoin.
We couldn't even get the message across because the fucking power grid company would be like, "Hey, are you guys mining Bitcoins down here?"
Exactly.
You guys
just having a séance. That's all.
So like we've determined that if the gremlins are going to get you, it's because you revealed the truth about the kinetic weapons. I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things. Yeah. Now I got a lot of weird shit in my brain that I don't talk about though. But still. Yeah.
But still.
You know, I just like just little grains of truth, you know, just throw them out there. You know,
just throw them out there. Let people try to decipher them from the madness.
It's like gardening, sort of.
It's like gardening.
But not at the same time, because I'm just like throwing seeds out everywhere, just hoping they take. You know, just like driving down the interstate, modern day Johnny Appleseed or some shit.
Guerrilla gardening.
Guerrilla gardening. Yeah, I had a friend that did that with marijuana seeds. Just out his car window. I was like, yeah, that's good.
Good idea. Go for it.
To do it.
Fuck. Damn the man.
Yeah. Let's see. So.
Back to aliens.
Back to aliens.
Yes.
I gotta ask though, fuck it. The kinetic weapons, like, where do you think they were developed from? Do you think they were given to us by aliens?
Maybe it was a collaboration, maybe.
A collaboration.
I mean, it makes sense. If it's just on a basic physics level, though. You know, yeah. Something from the stratosphere that's dense enough.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember what metal they use. It's a really dense metal in the rods. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Something dense enough falling with, like, a needle's point. Mm-hmm. Just, like, virtually. Like, you could do so much targeted damage just and let gravity do it all for you.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
Except for the density of getting those rods in space. Which you'd have probably have to do it, I guess.
Separate. Just like manufactured in space.
Well, there's another question, right? Like, do they have space manufacturing already? Have they for a long time? You know, like
maybe that's on the dark side of the moon.
Dark could side.
Which the goddamn symbiotes. Fucking venom. Carnage out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucking latch into your brain stem and suck out your spinal fluid, David. Yep.
That's one way to go.
Not
do that, but you know.
Yeah. Rather not. He would rather get all the superpowers without that happening.
Okay, hold on. I have a weird question.
Preferably.
Kind of related. Yes. Whatever. If you could choose any planet or planetoid or moon or whatever. Any celestial object within our solar system to visit, what would it be? Just one.
Just one. Oh, in our solar system.
Yeah. Gotta play some limit.
Assuming you don't die going there.
No, right? I mean, you could go visit. Nothing. You got God mode turned on. You're good.
Yeah.
Why? No clippings on, you know?
Yeah, no clip, right?
You got the simulation hacked, so you're able to do whatever you want.
Go away.
I would want to say, which fucking moon is it of Jupiter's? Is it Io? The one that's like caught up in Jupiter's magnetic field, and so it's like tearing the planet apart. So there's like all sorts of seismic and volcanic activity and shit. I think that would be really fucking cool to see. It's either Io or
Europa.
No, it's not Europa, is it?
Europa's frozen, I think.
Yeah, Europa's frozen, so I think it's Io. Io's the one that's caught. Yeah, I think that would be really fucking cool to see, just like what, you know, the fundamental like forces of
gravity.
Yeah, it's just like a gravity, just the electromagnetic field, like how that can just like destroy something. That would be really cool to see.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I think I would either. It'd either be that or just like I would want to see what's at the core of either Jupiter or Saturn, because that's a complete mystery. We can't actually know right now.
Yeah. Saturn would be mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine would either be Saturn or honestly the dark side of the moon. I know it's just so mysterious because.
That
was that's a close second for me.
It's tidally locked. So, you know, it's like. You can hide things from Earth on the dark side of the moon if you really want. It's perfect. Perfect camouflage.
Yeah, that's where the comptroller's lookout post is.
Comptroller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Earth Comptroller District 5.
Controller.
Controller.
Aren't comptrollers accountants? I guess they kind of would be. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's like a bunch of archons that are like middlemen, like fucking desk job motherfuckers that are just like, you know, demons, like the middle manager demons.
Yeah, the middle managers, and they're just like, and they're put, and they're just pushed there, and they're just punching in the cosmic time clock every day, just slowly dying inside like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
That begs the question, like, if that's a reality for them, then like there's just no amount of AI or automation that's going to just get rid of desk jobs and like
no
position. That's a
no. You got to give something people to do that
we live in
to keep them so busy that they don't question the authority.
Exactly. You know,
got to grind them down just like us. They're no better than us. They're just higher beings with higher intelligence.
And they go home, baked, this is like baked into the source code, right?
Yeah.
Where like it's just can't get past the desk jobs in the universe. Like
it's just baked just in. It's
gotta have middle managers, man.
Yeah, you gotta have middle managers everywhere you go.
It's all like right, an,
I need to get to the next parallel universe. Let's go. Get the fuck out of here.
Try another one. Did you ever watch Supernatural? where like in hell, like you, the demons are the same way. They're like a bunch of paper pushers and shit like that. And then you have the head demons that are like the money makers and all that. It's like a fucking corporation.
It's just a corporation.
Just a corporation.
Yeah, they're ruled by the alien archon alternate dimension, whatever it is, by Jeff Bezos. That figure.
Oh shit! It's like the true ascended form of Jeff Bezos.
I don't know.
We're just like interacting with his like the shittiest version of his avatar. somewhere.
Yeah. The real one's out there somewhere, like Brainiac from like Superman. There's millions of them.
He's one of the most frightening villains for me.
Oh, Brainiac? Fuck yeah, Brainiac's fucking terrifying.
All of them. It's in The Flash, the thinker, the leader for the Hulk. Like that archetype, that super hyper intelligence. The Borg. Fucking Star the Borg. Trek.
Yeah.
Borg are terrifying.
Yeah.
God.
Do you think there's
hyper logical intelligence? Yeah.
What would you say would be like the closest thing to the Borg in our parameters?
I thought about that because hive minds exist.
I knew you thought about it. That's why I asked.
Yeah, like hive minds exist in nature. So on Earth. Yeah. So it's logical to assume somewhere in the galaxy there exists hive minds in larger scales. Mm-hmm. I love the episode of Rick and Morty with the hive mind because it kind of gave a different angle to it. Instead of this hive mind that wanted to consume everything, it was like it did, but it also like respected Rick as like an equal intelligence in a way. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was unique because they had a relationship, and that was funny to see how you would even do that with a hive mind. You know, you don't think about these things, but thank God Dan Harmon does. but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's an equivalent. I think the Greys are probably somewhat ant-like in their like design, so to speak, because they're basically a slave race, more or less, you know? Mm-hmm. So the Greys, I think, are, you know, they're biomechanical, for one. And so they're part, like, I guess you could say cyborg. They're basically cyborgs, I guess, more or less. But because of that, they're easily controllable. So I guess they're, but I think they also have, like, a built-in, like telepathic network probably of some sort that makes them somewhat of a hive mind. Mm-hmm. It would make logical sense because if you were designing that, right? If you were building a artificially intelligent android type thing that's biomechanical, you know, you're basically designing it to be a servant. You know, you're going to model it after things, you know, if it's going to be a worker or a miner, right? Like the dwarves, you know, of old. Right, it's not a coincidence. So, like, you would kind of model their behavior after things that already exist. Nature designs things very well because it trials and errors the shit out of everything. So, what you end up with is a variety of ways to do the same thing, and that's usually just survive. but we do that does it well, and it does it on a level we're only now starting to understand, like on a level of like the nano scale, you know, like some of the things that have evolved are fucking crazy, you know, and we're able finally to start to replicate those technologically. But that was a rant. Where was I going with that one?
I'm not sure.
Oh God.
I was caught up in the train of thought.
Yeah. My brain. I was just like, damn.
Grooving. Okay. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll remember. God damn. Oh, well.
Do you think the goblins are slowly erasing your memory?
No. I think it's something else.
There's something else out there.
The spirit.
The spirit.
You know what I'm saying.
The great spirit.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying. Hive minds.
Yes, hive mind.
I think Greys are a hive mind because it makes sense to build a worker race around ants or bees.
Yeah.
There you go. I remembered.
Yeah, so you think it's the Greys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, David?
Oh, shit, man. I mean, if... Oh, shit. If we're gonna, like... this is, like, shit we already do on Earth.
Yeah. Right?
We just, like, make slave races. Well, so, why wouldn't the fucking, like, interdimensional... alien race do the same to us? If like
exactly as above, you so know, below.
This is yeah karma.
Yeah,
it's karma, bitch.
As right. below, so above.
Yeah. Yep.
All these things play out on every level.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, it's.
But what our purpose is, I haven't really. I don't know. I don't know what that is. Like, are we menial labor for extracting the Earth's resources? Are we just? Like,
Arya wants to say something.
You want me to give you the mythological
answer? Yeah, go for it.
Do it.
Well, like Book of Genesis and all that originated from Sumerian mythology. Sumerian originated from even older stories, I think, Indo-European ones. But going by the Sumerian, what happened is that the Ajiji were created first as a worker race. Mm-hmm. They are the self-replicating mechanical elves, the Greys, whatever. Then one of the gods, Enki, who helped create them, it was Enlil and Enki that helped create these this first race they were using as servants. Enki, he gave them free a portion of them free will. I think that's where you saw the split between the types of elves really start, you know, because mm-hmm. you had dwarves, elves, light elves and dark elves and things like that started to develop over time, I think, depending on who they were serving, right? If they were serving a darker deity of some sort, then they're, I guess, going to be more like dark elves, I guess. I don't know. You know, they kind of take on whoever their master's traits are or whatever. Because that's how they view them, like pets, I guess, or something like that, or cattle or whatever, workers. But anyways, Enlil and Enki, basically, Enlil gets really pissed off about this. And Enki decides to, basically they create a new species to be a replacement servant race, and that was humans. Mm-hmm. And the first two prototypes, or not prototypes, I guess the finished product, really, I don't know if there were prototypes, that's kind of scary to think about, were the Adam and Eve story. And they have different names. I think it's Adamu and Sumerian for Adam. The names are all very similar. And you can see, obviously, it's the same story. So, basically, then Enki, you notice in Genesis how, like, God is actually walking in the garden with them, right? Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of mistranslations in the Bible. One of the biggest ones is about the word Elohim. Elohim, it does not denote a singular God. Elohim is plural of Eloha. And if you look it up in the, like, if you get a Bible, like Bible Hub will have a interlinear Bible, I think is what it's called, where you mm-hmm. can actually look up the translations in Hebrew directly. Elohim means gods and goddesses, male and, it's a plural. It means gods and goddesses, male and female. So they're talking about the Olympians, right? They're talking about the Anunnaki in Sumerian mythology. They're talking about, you know, when they're talking about these. So God, this particular one was Enlil, was the one that was very controlling of Adam and Eve, didn't want them to do this, that, or the other. And I think the serpent was Enki. Enki basically gave them free will. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it means to be like, that's kind of like the seeds of becoming a god eventually yourself in a way. You know, you have to you have to have the ability to make a choice, I think, to become that eventually. You know, and maybe it takes many, 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 many lives, but eventually, you know, that's what I think. But it's not so matter whether you're good or bad so much as, or neutral, as so much as you just make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all plays out. It's just a giant play, as it is in Hinduism, Maya. But that was really long again. Hey, there you go.
All right.
But anyways, yeah, we were created as a slave race.
Yeah, so we're created, yeah.
And then they got fucked up again. And then you had the war in heaven and all that.
Yeah.
Wait, the Warhammer 40K war in heaven or something? Because, well, like, that would be horrific. Kind of
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That's the thing. Nothing new under the sun.
No.
All the stories are just retold in different ways.
Just different ways, different formats, different, just different set of names.
Yeah, but our basic, superheroes. But
yeah,
our superheroes are the Elohim, the Olympians, you know, like the Justice League is pretty obvious, right? The
four
enemies, you know. You know, like I can't decide. I think Batman, he's a hard one for me to decide on. I can't decide if he's, I don't think he's Hades per se, but I don't know. I think he might be someone like Anubis or something like that. Still an underworld entity, but maybe not like a negative one. Because he's not negative. He's an antihero. Yeah. But yeah. But they all correspond with the gods, right? Because the same people that were creating these characters based them on the same archetypes. And these stories are ingrained to who we are for a reason, I think. I think these deities exist. So, but there's another crazy ass long answer for you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
We're talking about slave race humans. Battlefield Earth. Elrond Hubbard.
I forgot about
Elrond.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh shit. They're coming to get him again. Jeez, they're coming to get him again.
Jesus Christ. They are. Oh no.
Yeah.
We're getting too close.
We're getting too close. Oh, he brought brought in Elrond Hubbard, and then they're like, no, you don't. Oh,
nope.
That's disconnected again.
That's one step too far.
And,
oh, wait. He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Okay, he recovered.
It got me yet.
It hasn't got you yet, Elrond.
Yeah.
Hasn't.
But you notice that, too. There's another example, right? Battlefield Earth. Like, Scientology sounds crazy, and they use a lot of crazy ways to describe things and whatever. It's the same story.
Yeah, it's the same story.
It's the same story over and over again.
Yep.
So, yeah. There you go.
Avatar.
Which makes me think it's probably true.
Avatar.
Yep. Avatar. Wait, which Avatar? The Last Airbender?
No.
No, the blue people.
The blue people.
Oh, the blue people. Okay. Yeah.
Avatar is a very popular movie, Britta. Of course we love it. Community reference there. Of course we love Avatar.
Movie. Yeah. What it's would you Yeah. I think that would be based on some kind of alien folklore, too.
What the we're talking about? Basically, talking about the hero's journey, more or less.
Yeah, we are basically the hero's journey is like the handbook for all of it.
I think it's deeper than that. I think this simulation, reality, whatever you want to call it. I think whatever it's written in, whether it be math, geometry, I don't know which is math, but it's. It's a very, I think it's written with some form of code, maybe not as we understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what magic is. I think magic is like a degraded form because modern languages change over time, right? Mm-hmm. I think they all originated from like a root language. But, you know, like I think there maybe would have been like an original magical language that's basically like, hey, you're a programmer now. You know, like you're programming the matrix to kind of feed you what you want. And that probably would have worked well when this was not a prison system, when it was a school.
Yeah, a school.
You know, like,
we basically tore down all the school, like American society tore down all the schools and built prisons.
Yeah, we're like, Earth is like a Guantanamo Bay now.
And then made a pipeline between them.
Yeah. And it's ran by accountants on the dark side of the moon that hate their lives.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Yep.
Middle management. That's what it is. They're just middle management. And the Archons have perfected union busting. So those middle managers
Well, yeah, think about it. I mean, the perfect example of a system of like dominance like that is the corporate system.
The corporate system. Yeah. Pure dominance. Pure dominance.
It is.
You know, and even when you try to design something that's not, it affects it.
Yeah.
Like any major form of communism we've seen basically becomes a top-down hierarchical system.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it infects everything. Imagine that. Yeah. It's like a virus.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, I do think that that there is like a language that is basically like what we use today is like a degraded version of it that allows you to basically kind of like program the matrix to get what you want to a degree, right? It helps you manifest things faster, I guess would be a better way to put that, which is all magic really is a focused intent of your manifestation charged with your energy the same way you do when you do a mantra or, you know, visualization techniques or any other manifestation technique there is. It's all kind of tied into that. How did we get on the question of how did I get on the simulation thing?
Borg, hive mind, slave race, comptroller. We went back to accountants, archons.
God damn it.
No, that's fine.
It's going to be a bad one tonight. I'm just going to be trailing America. Off left and right.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it. We've gone so far off the rails. There's no turning this back onto the topic that we were originally supposed to cover.
No, we're almost 40 minutes in.
We're almost 40 minutes in, so I don't think I think we're going to have to... Oh, shit, he's gone.
Oh, he is... Oh, man. As soon as we're starting to conclude it all together.
Yeah, as soon as we're starting to put it back together, he's dragged off. I don't even... Yeah, I don't... Like, you've been dragged off so many times, I'm not even sure if you're anymore.
I'm gonna hardwire this thing.
Like, which version of Andy have they
this time?
I'm gonna hardwire this thing to because it's on a wireless adapter now. But
yeah, you need to hardwire it.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to the router.
Get straight to the router. Because so
when I start talking about this crazy stuff.
Well, that's what the Andy imposter would say to us to cover his tracks.
There's a great did I add that trope to the list yet? The body snatcher trope.
No, not yet.
The body snatcher
trope is such a great one.
Oh, I remember. Hero's Journey is what we're talking about. I think it is actually written into the fabric of the simulation itself. I think everyone goes through a hero's journey in their life on the micro scale and on the macro scale. I think it's part of your spiritual development. I think it's part of your. I think it happens on a physical, a mental, and a spiritual way, and like level. You know, I guess to really just bottle all that up. And I think major points in your life correspond with certain points in the hero's journey, which is kind of crazy because it makes it sound like predestination. And I also believe in free will. At the end of the day, I think the people who have a destiny have this kind of hero's journey thing really strongly affect their life. But not everyone, I think, comes in knowing what they want to do. I think a lot of souls are just here figuring shit out. Like, okay, I'm human now. What does that mean? And I don't think they need a goal. I think for a lot of people, the meaning of life could just be to figure out what you want life to mean. Like, what do you enjoy? Try shit out. Do everything, you know, basically. But yeah, I think the hero's journey is definitely something that's probably encoded into the fabric of reality from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's cyclical. And I think reality is cyclical. I think nothing's linear at all.
Yeah, it just all repeats itself. So that would leave the question. Do you think Joseph Campbell was a higher being?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's much more common than people think. Like, I think higher level spiritual entities, whatever you want to call them, ETs, whatever, the really like powerful ones, angels, whatever word you want to use, I think they incarnate constantly, some of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think every one of those lives they're meant to like awaken, right? And I think that takes a lot of work and a lot of planning.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about what's going down here on Earth, right? And you think of things like Revelations or whatever, you know, all the end time prophecies and things like that, Ragnarok and those stories. I think that, you know, like if you're an angel or an alien or whatever you want to call it, that's going to be taking part in some crazy battle that's destined to happen for some reason, right? Like that, like you would be playing the long game, like you would be planning a lot, you know, and preparing and stuff. So like many of your incarnations here could just be like laying the groundwork for bigger things in the future, you know? So I don't know. I thought about that a lot. So yeah. But yeah, Campbell could easily be one, and that could have been his life's purpose, was just to bring that to the forefront of like societal consciousness for this era. You know, that could have been it.
So there would be another one for the next cycle that would be able, that would write for them.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think knowledge kind of is cyclical too. I think there's a lot of stuff in the ancient world that they knew that we don't know that we're rediscovering. And
no, I agree with that.
Same thing will happen again. Well, there's always dark ages. That's the that's the low point in the hero's journey, right?
Yes, so, like, exactly. Exactly.
It's the Kali Yuga. It's whatever you want to call it. And so it exists clearly. Like, it's a structural component, you know, of reality, from what I can tell. Like, it's everywhere. It's like, you cannot not find it. And it kind of fucked me up for a little while, because I'd be watching the movie with my wife, and I'd just be like,
"Oh shit!"
Shit.
The movie, the whatever movie he watched, they don't want us to know about.
They don't want us to know.
Damn, dude, this is
yeah.
This is getting more surgical as we do these episodes.
Yeah.
Too much. It's hitting too close to home for the fucking...
Yeah, for the aliens. The archons.
The accountants are starting to catch on.
The accountants, middle management.
Tally up the books and straighten them up.
Middle management's cooking the books now.
That's right. What if Earth is just like the next like intergalactic Enron? Right?
Yeah. We're just the next Enron.
It's like maybe like the actual Enron that happened here was like a trial run.
It was a trial run to soften us up, just like prime us again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh. Yeah, so anybody that listens to this in podcast form is just going to be like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, there was an original.
There was an original. We were going to, there was a topic that we were going to talk about an alien crash, but disconnections, he's kind of connecting again. So this just kind of ended up being a riffing episode.
Mm-hmm. I think it turned out really well. But
I think it did too. I think it was. I think it's hilarious.
Although Andy is struggling to get back to the reality right now, so
he's climbing. He's slowly clinging.
Okay, can you
dragging himself, pulling himself? Yes, you're back. What movie were you talking about? Because obviously, yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
What movie were you talking about before you disconnected?
Okay, cool. Oh, I don't know. It can be any movie, and I was just pointing out the dangers of digging real deep into certain rabbit holes that like deal with the
structure. It's happening again.
It's
happening.
It's This is happening all over again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just every movie humanity.
Every movie. Affect your perception of the structure of reality.
But did you tell us a movie? Because she...
my connection.
Oh no!
All right, you talk.
Yeah, you talk. Well, we've been trying to talk. We want to know what movie. Name one movie that we base it off of, because you keep on breaking up, and we feel like this movie might be the key to it all.
Yeah. And there he's gone. He's gone.
And he's gone. He's not going to tell us the movie. Watch it be some kind of redundant movie that's like the secret alien leaked Bible to like awaken us all.
No, you know
what? Andy has it.
I bet you it's The Room.
I bet you it's The Room too. It's just so chaotic and makes so little sense if you dig deep into there, there's like a really deep, substantial message that can save like humanity. And Andy knows this, and they don't want him to admit it. They don't care if I say it because, but he, him.
Well, he has like the whole,
he had
knowledge of everything, and he's putting all the pieces together better
than he's putting all the pieces together.
It's the real threat here.
Yeah, he's the real threat. He's the real threat, so we can never let him talk about it.
That's right. I bet you, like, this is the Hollywood elite.
Yeah.
They're fucking, tipping us, tipping off to the aliens, like, hey, this guy's getting a little bit too close. You've got to. Yeah.
He's getting too close.
Hillary Clinton comes in.
She's just name the Andy. Name just aim the. Just name one single movie. Just say The Room. Just say The Room.
The Room.
Just say The Room. Thank you. See, he's got. See, in the chaos and the bad writing of the moon, there's nuggets of truth that are going to save humanity. So if you haven't watched The Room, in the room. Yeah. So if you haven't watched The Room, go watch it right now.
The Room is a cheat code to reality.
That's what I'm saying is it's a cheat code. Middle management leaked it to Tommy. Tommy used to be like the smartest man in the world until the aliens penetrated his mind to write this, and he has no source to like retain all that information because it's so much that he has to put into the movie. That's what fried him. That's why it's so chaotic. It would have been the perfect movie, the cheat code, but because it's too much information to process. That's why the movie's such a train wreck.
We got to decipher.
And they tried to do it again with James Franco. It didn't quite have the same punch.
Not quite.
Didn't we have a UFO story we were going to talk about?
We did have a UFO story. No, it's just like in between the disconnections, we were just like, fuck it, we're just going to riff this entire time.
Yeah. Oh, god damn it. All right, whatever. Fuck it. Let's just throw out. Let's play fucking 20 questions.
I don't know. I mean, no, I want to know. Do you think my room theory is possible?
I mean, I don't feel like Tommy was so, that's his name, right? I don't feel like he's the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're often misunderstood.
Exactly.
In their time.
Exactly.
I think maybe if there's like a giant nuclear apocalypse and like some weird ass crazy mutant species that comes out of the resulting radioactive primordial ooze finds a copy of The Room and manages to one day watch it, maybe they'll have like a religion around it or something.
This is going to lead into my next thing, is that Tommy was there because the first person that the Archons tried to leak it to, the disgruntled accountant or comptroller that leaked it, he leaked it to Sammy Hagar, but Sammy Hagar misunderstood because, did you know, Sammy Hagar believes he was abducted by aliens and that they analyzed his mind to understand humanity.
Do you know why I know this? I was making that UFO playlist and I looked up a bunch of lists and went through and listened to a lot of music.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember it was like Silver something is one of the songs of his about alien abduction. Yeah.
And he believes he was abducted. He believes aliens abducted him and analyzed his mind.
Oh, Grant, have you ever heard Grant Morrison talk about his experience, the comic book writer?
No.
I love Grant Morrison.
Oh, so do I.
God, Scottish accent just sells it. But he has this whole thing where he talks about his experience and meeting aliens and this kind of like downloads type stuff too. And it's amazing how many artists and any stripe, writers, fine art or musicians or whatever, end up claiming to meet aliens and channel information from them.
Yeah. But why Sammy Hagar out of everybody? Like Grant Morrison, totally can get that. Popularity. But like, but he was never like.
Well, yeah, I think channeling is a time-honored divination practice, and that's all. Yeah. Really,
yeah, you know, but writing, so surely, like, surely, in all of the eight of 80s-dom, why pick the guy?
Maybe Sammy has some kind of potential, like psychic potential or something. I don't know.
What is Sammy Hagar doing these days? I think he's making tequila. So, like, I think he's making tequila.
Not everyone fulfills their potential. I mean, he did fulfill a potential, obviously. It just wasn't a spiritual one, maybe. I don't know.
Running Van Halen.
I don't want to judge him, but yeah, I don't know him. You know, all I know is a persona that he put out there. But,
yeah.
Either way, like, channeling, like,
sorry,
if you're a spirit, you know,
yeah,
do it any way you can.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, looks
and like he's gone again.
Oh no, he's gone,
but say it anyway.
Sammy Hagar is connected to all this. Well, he apparently tried to do a charity rock and roll concert. Or sorry, a charity concert at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it was canceled.
God!
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I just need to shut up for a while, and then I'll stop disconnecting.
No, you won't. You've revealed too much, and see, you're already disconnecting again.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
You are.
You're walking a thin line, sir.
You're disconnected.
No, I've been here. I've been here the entire time.
Have you?
I don't even know what version of Andy you are anymore because you've disconnected so many times. I think we're shifting interdimensionally every time you connect again.
The Rick and Morty simulation episode. I'm just like, how can you not spot the difference? The Matrix is like constantly updating as I talk. It's like, fuck, God, I can't keep up. I'm really putting those middle managers through a work day right now.
Yeah, putting it through there.
Like, this motherfucker's talking again.
Yeah, they're just working over. You're why they're so fucking resentful.
They're like, send the gremlins. Okay, God, Bob, just, I don't care. I don't care you haven't had your lunch break. Send the fucking gremlins.
Send the gremlins. Get him to quit talking for a minute.
Like, it's almost Friday. They were like trying to, you know, work a little bit less tomorrow. Yeah. And now there's just this extra workload and all the fucking paperwork that goes with it they've got to deal with. And they're going to be probably working into Friday night and their day is canceled. They can't watch The Room again.
They can't watch The Room again.
All because this asshole.
Bring it back. Oh, bro. Oh.
Okay. let's keep going. Yeah. Keep riffing. Where are we going next? What aisle do we want to take a turn down?
I'm trying to think of other celebrities. But I think that Tommy and Sammy Hagar almost fulfilled their roles of getting this information out to us. So I'm wondering who would be next. Who has the capacity?
There's so many, though. Well, and a lot of them, you know, there's a lot of musicians and famous ones that partake in certain, shall we say, dark spiritual practices.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they probably do all kinds of channeling and other things like that, too. I mean, I guess I think channeling's a gift. It's an aptitude like any other psychic gift, I think. I think it's dangerous because you're basically a human divination rod at that point, or tool.
Yeah.
And if you don't protect yourself, anything can speak through you. So you see with a lot of that, like with the Law of One channelings or Edgar Cayce and things like that, like it's very draining on them. And it can harm them if they do it too much, like in Edgar Cayce. I mean, it killed Edgar Cayce. Like, but he kept trying to do healing readings to heal people. And you know, he was warned by the entity he was channeling, who claimed, I think at some point I read recently, because I was reading some more stuff about him, claimed to be an angel named Hilaliel, an angel of karma. But it's interesting that there was a, like, I don't know, channeling is something that, I don't know, like with an someone else who's popular right now. I don't know. And who are they channeling is the second question. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't, just because I listen to someone saying, oh, they channel this, they write their music or something, I'm like, it doesn't mean it's a good entity to listen to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to listen to some demon spout a bunch of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, but world's already bad enough as it is.
We don't need any more help on that front.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, that's a long answer to say I don't know.
Yeah,
TLDR.
And this is why, if he was sucked in another dimension, it would take an entire power grid to light up all the lights for him to explain.
I've thought about that. If I was actually abducted by aliens, what my reaction would be, and I'm like sucked into the astral, I'd just be like, oh no. You did not. just start verbally harassing the shit out of them. They're finally like, you know what? Fine. Just leave. Just put you back.
Yeah, there's just been bring him back.
Like, you diminutive little shit. What the fuck were you thinking? Do you know what you just did? Scare the shit out of them. Just following orders, sir. I'm like, I don't care, you middle management piece of crap. Lose it. yeah. Just really hit their egos real hard, you know? Jab. Jab. Yeah. Shame them until they put me back.
Just bright in. They're just like, fuck it. He's just, no, just fuck it.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
Too much trouble.
Too much trouble.
Yeah. At the same time, I do kind of want to be abducted, just not in a good way. Mm-hmm. By the good ones, just so
by the good ones,
can be like, oh,
if you got out, wouldn't you have to like go into witness protection program?
What, being abducted?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you like got abducted by the bad ones, and then they're just like, oh fuck this guy, like how would you prevent the intergalactic assassins from coming after you?
Like a target on your back.
Yeah.
I've thought about that.
Right?
I have thought about that kind of stuff before, and don't ask why.
Well, it's a good plan.
We can only imagine.
Don't ask. I think there's ways to protect yourself from detection. Let's put it that way. So, I think the magical... magic is just science we don't understand, right?
Mm-hmm. No, basically. Yeah.
I think with a more holistic view of these, like, if you include ideas of these other realms and things, certain things start to kind of make sense, like magic, right? So talismans to protect you from evil also, I think, kind of protect you maybe from the detection of these more evil entities as well. You know, so like maybe I would think you're less likely to be abducted by something that's dangerous if you're kind of, your energy is shielded, I guess. Cloaked. You're kind of cloaked a little bit. You know, like your energy pattern is fuzzy, so they can't quite like latch on and lock on to it or some bullshit. I don't know. I'm trying to sci-fi this a little bit, but yeah, it's kind of going on. I mean, I think that's what it is. I mean, it's magic. It's just science we don't understand.
Yeah.
And I think if you have the bigger view of things, kind of can start to have some paradigm to build from. But long answer. Again.
Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
I don't remember anymore.
Witness protection. Well, that witness was the protection question I asked.
Yes. Witness protection is the last thing I remember.
You can protect yourself, I think.
Yes, you can protect yourself through detection. I'm
going to try to shorten my answers.
No.
No.
Don't. That's what the I mean... I've had a fun time just riffing about all this.
You can pick a random question, like, I don't know, what's some crazy, whatever the fuck, like, anything. Pick my brain. Random topic, because you know I study so much random shit that whatever you ask, I might know something about it.
Okay,
I'm going to, all right, go, because you're going to ask something serious, and I'm going to ask something ridiculous.
Good.
I'm gonna something that ties into the real world, but it's not gonna seem like it.
What's that?
what's the significance with like lions? Like
symbolically?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so most of that symbolism is strongly associated with a certain deity, a sun deity who goes by the name Apollo. You also notice there's other entities throughout time that are also associated with the lion, other gods and things like that. And then there was the whole thing of Jesus Christ being associated with the lion. So, the lion and the lamb, which, mind you, is a Mandela effect. Now it apparently says the wolf and the lamb, but anyone I know who was ever in church or
yeah, it was the lion and the lamb. Yeah, me and you, you have talked about this with the lion and the lamb.
Not anymore, and apparently never was. Whatever. No. Again, edits to the Matrix, right?
Yeah, edit. And, yep.
Right.
And I think people who are like natural magicians, whatever that means, I think have a more of a like an ability for their magic to be effective at kind of like hacking the source code a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of, you know, I think people sometimes do it unconsciously when they dwell on things and they manifest them like that. I think some people are just kind of like, you know, but yeah, I think going back to your actual question, the lion symbol is strongly associated with the sun. Anytime you see it. There's a few other symbols like sky symbols like that. You'll see a lot. The other is the double-headed eagle, which is a symbol of Zeus and other gods and other empires, such as, you know, the Nazis and others, like the Romans. A lot of them use the double-headed eagle, or just the eagle by itself. The United States uses the eagle. Mexico uses the eagle eating the snake, because the snake is one of the other symbols you'll see repeated in the Ouroboros and all these other symbols over and over again. And what it is these two, I guess you could kind of say they're like factions, I think, in a way, throughout time. Spiritual factions. You have the more earth-based snake symbol people, like the Druids, you know, that had more of a matriarchal bent, probably, or at least more balanced. And then you had the ones that was the double-headed eagle symbolism and the swastika and things like that, which is a symbol that's been used throughout time. You often see the pairing of those two because it's this more masculine energy that's more focused, and a masculine energy that is too unbalanced is highly destructive. So, and so that's basically kind of that. You see these symbols, the snake, the double-headed eagle, the lion, wolf, and they're constantly used throughout history. So the lion, yeah, courage, the sun. You know, like being a warrior, there's a lot to that archetype and that symbolism, but that's why you see it everywhere. And often you'll see people that are exemplars of those virtues kind of associated with them, yeah, as well.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense why QAnon people are associating Trump and lions.
Yep. Yeah. Of course, his hair makes that easy.
Yeah. So, if there was an alien amongst us that was a former pro wrestler, would it or would it not be Randy Macho Man Savage?
I'm trying to think of ones I know about. I wasn't really big in wrestling, right, but I know about a lot of them, because how can you not?
Yeah.
And he's like he's like a homunculi. It's like Full Metal Alchemist. He's like someone like built a golem or something, he looked too. You ever think that about people sometimes? Like they're they're like sculpted. They're like literally like, it's kind of weird to me, but maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a robot. Don't know. I don't know him. Maybe this is probably like, somehow he'll see this and he'll start crying. You know, he's just like, I'm not a homunculus. He's dead, isn't he? Is he alive?
No, Randy Macho Man Savage is dead.
He is dead. So he won't. Well, maybe he's listening from the spirit world right now, and he's like, fucking jerk.
Yeah.
I was not a homunculus. Yeah, sure. The answer to your question is yes, why not?
Yes, why not? Simple enough. Now, you said you heard of another wrestler. Which one?
I was trying to think of another one that was just
trying to think of another one.
Weird. I guess my favorite one's always going to be Jesse, though.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
I ain't got time to bleed.
No.
I want him to be president for the sole reason that at this point, I want to see how fucking weird this timeline can be. Like, let's really just amp this shit up, guys. You know? Like, Kanye West wants to jump in? Yeah. Have at it. Kanye West, Jesse Ventura ticket. Let's go.
if that's how 2020 ended, why not?
Why not? Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck not?
Let's manifest this, guys. Okay?
Yeah.
This shit is so bad already. Let's just get more bizarre. Why not? We have a fucking reality TV star as president.
Yeah. And we have somebody that looks like he lost his car on a mall parking lot running against him.
Oh, no.
So.
True.
It's just like, we have a reality. Yeah. Yeah. The guy, he's just wandering. Yeah, I'm tired of this malarkey. Where's my goddamn car? Yeah,
gremlin's got into my car and driving.
Yeah, the gremlin's got into my fucking car.
Moved my car.
Yeah.
I know I parked in Area C.
Listen, Jack. I can't hear the alarm.
Hey, sport. Can you find my car for me?
Yeah. Sorry. Hey, fat. I can do more push-ups than you. Corn Pop took my car.
Again, back to the point, how weird can we make this place? Let's like manifest some aliens. Let's just get all, you know what? Let's have an alien run for president. At this point, they win.
You know? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And I actually said this on Twitter. I was just like, if tyrannical alien overlords landed in America and said, "We're ruling over you," the liberals would be like, "Well, at least he's not orange."
At least he's not orange.
At least he's not orange. We don't need policy. We don't need much. He just doesn't need to be orange, and he doesn't need to be quite as rude.
Oh, yeah.
I think orange.
Here's
the next step that the Democrats are going to take is they're going to outlaw orange from the electromagnetic spectrum, and we just can't have anything orange ever.
Yeah. Anymore.
That means all the construction workers are kind of fucked and they need new clothes, but you know.
They still have yellow for now.
Mm-hmm.
For now. True. For not
now. For long. Yeah. Yellow's pretty close to orange. You can't.
They're going to get canceled.
Too close they're going to cancel yellow and green.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't like the Green Party that so much. That's why they keep on telling them they're wasting their votes.
Oh, shit.
It's because it's part of orange. And they're just like, no. That's how deep this derangement goes.
That's right. It goes all the way to fucking physics, man.
Yeah.
It's just...
Wait, they're against green and orange? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And white. They're against Irish people. That's what this is about. Because the Irish flag is green, white, and orange, I'll have you know.
Oh, God.
I take personal offense to this. I am like 60% Irish, and I am over the 50% mark offended right now. Sorry.
I'm over the 50% mark offended.
I'm outraged.
Okay. Outraged.
At least you can put like a precise value on it.
Yeah, a precise value.
I'm good about that because I'm on the spectrum. I am like 40% upset and about 20% dash of angry, right? Just keep adding up to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. We have met.
All you gotta do is give me a topic. It's like a bullet. I'm locked and loaded. And just...
pew! Pew, pew! Pew, 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 lasers.
Do you think any private industry has the means of interdimensional travel right now? Or do you think it's all governments? I think it's private industry over governments at this point.
I don't think humans can I don't think a regular human, non-hybridized human, could probably stay in that realm. Yeah.
But they can travel there. And who do you think? Temporarily, but who do you think would, do you think that would be privately owned by this point? Or do you think the government would still have some kind of hand in it?
Your question is there a difference? Yeah. I mean, that might question.
There's really not.
Because, like, we're a corporatocracy, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the lines between the government and corporations are already thin enough as it is. So, you know, you have to wonder. And then the black budget thing, right? Where it's like so much of the government projects are outsourced anyways to corporations. So, like, there's no, it's all funded through a black budget. Money you never see on the books.
Yep.
And money that's been missing from, you know, like, they overcharge for things, and, like, where do you think that money goes? You know, like, when they're like, oh, this bolt for this aircraft that takes $40 of metal now costs $4,000, you know, and the Pentagon pays that. And the Pentagon accounting is totally screwed. You can't account for an insane amount of money. And where do you think that all went, right? So, yeah. That was a rant, and I also again forgot where I was coming from, where I started. Where did I start, Hunley? Pull me back.
Private
fishing rod.
Private industry. Private industry. There's no difference anymore because the corporations basically have bought out the politicians, anyways. So it's all interconnected. So I'm curious.
I think there's vested interests from very wealthy individuals that own these corporations. There's ones that have this agenda and those that have that agenda, and it's a giant game to them, probably. Pretty much. Because they don't live in our universe. Like a good parable for it would be Altered Carbon. I don't know if you guys seen it. It's like an extreme version of what we see now, but where the wealthy just literally live above the clouds.
Yeah.
Like, and they just... It's that whole ARC thing, ARC space station, where the wealthy live in space, that whole trope too. We're not that far off from it. Fuck, if we had the, if the technology was already there, they would do it right now in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They would never even come down here.
Nope.
And they would roll from afar. All those yachts. Huh?
That's why they're getting all those yachts.
Yeah.
That's why they're getting all those yachts.
Exactly. They roll from the sea instead. International waters. They can do whatever they want. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really, I don't know. I don't know if the whole system as a whole, like, it's not sustainable, but I don't know. Like, I do think there's these vested interests, like I talked about, like, on both sides, and I think that one probably has better intentions than the other, but I don't know if I fully trust either, you know. I don't want it to be a here's the new boss, same as the old boss kind of situation.
Right.
It's too often how those kind of things go. Especially if anything military is involved, you know, stuff like that, which is what worries me about martial law if anything happens like that anytime in the near future. But that's a lot of power concentrated in the hands of very few people. But. That was a tangent. That's a depressing one, too.
All right. Well, David, do you have any questions for him?
Since I just took over the show again?
I have a question.
Well, half, because you've disconnected so many times that we've just had to improvise an episode.
That's true. Well, I'm going to hardwire this thing. So
yeah, hardwire this thing, and we'll actually follow through with the topic next week.
Yes.
But David, do you have a question? And probably the last one before we end.
Oh my gosh. I think my brain is a little bit fried from just everything that's happened tonight. And I think I really wanted to know about the lion.
You really wanted to know about the lion?
Yeah, because I found this fucking picture of, like, it's so weird. Well, it's this Trump that's, like, behind it's this lion behind Trump. And he's got, like, his paws around his, like, cheeks like this. And he's, like, making Trump smile. And, like, the lion is in the background, like, winking. It's fucking weird. I'll send it to you guys. I don't understand it. It's on my stream. because it's just.
I thought the, you know, going back to symbolism just for a second, I thought Keck was one of the, or Pepe the Frog was one of the best, like, mimetic, like, symbols that they could have used, because whether you agree with whoever the meme makers' political philosophies are, but like looking at it objectively, like Keck or Pepe the Frog, right, like is very similar to Keck, which is an Egyptian chaos god, and it's kind of like that's the perfect like entity to kind of call upon for a campaign like that. You know, they're just trying to sow as much fucking chaos as they can, you know. I always, you know, of course that would come from the depths of 4chan or something.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, it's symbolism even today is crazy how it seeps in ways that people don't even notice. It's everywhere. I mean, every logo is essentially a symbol, and every symbol has some sort of like symbols can transmit more data than almost anything. Like, you can have, in an efficient way, I mean, like, because you can have, like, paragraphs worth of information from one symbol if you know how to read it properly.
Picture's worth 1,000 words.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Yeah, which is why all the secret society stuff is all symbolism. That's how they communicate. So.
Yep.
Which is also one of the QAnon things I think he says is that symbolism will be their downfall. Which I guess in a way is true. I mean, if all that is, let's just devil's advocate for a second, say all that stuff is true. Maybe there are, you know, like these sick individuals out there that use symbolism to try to communicate. If you know how to read it, then you can track them. So, but yeah, I don't know. Hopefully something good comes out of all this, and hopefully things start to find some level of normalcy soon. That would be nice. But
yeah, that would be
nice. Whatever that is. Then in the mix of it, they'll just throw aliens in for shits and giggles.
That's what I'm saying. It's the end game. It's the end game of 2020, I think.
That is the end game for sure.
I think right after a shit show election, whatever the results may be, aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, something big. Gearing up for it for too long. And then you had the whole Tom DeLonge shit, the Blink-182, like, and John Podesta's involved with that, which makes me want to vomit, but, you know, whatever. And then that makes you wonder about how much of this is disinformation, how much is just, you know, the same shit. They always use stage magician tricks, you know, it's fucking misdirection constantly. So you gotta wonder about that. But I don't know. I guess it doesn't, in the end of the day, if this kind of like advanced technologies and stuff are finally released, I guess it doesn't really matter too much as long as it improves life on Earth. But I don't know. I still would like to know the truth. So, you know, how long have we had all this shit? But who knows?
Well, maybe we'll find out.
Yeah, maybe we'll find out.
I really hope so.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's call that wrap.